A reading from the 14th chapter of the book of Acts. Now at Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and began walking. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and waited to offer sacrifice with the crowd. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed into the crowd, crying out, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news, that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the people from offering sacrifice to them. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
They didn't know what they didn't know. The crowds there in Lystra didn't know what they didn't know. They witnessed a miraculous healing in their midst. A man, the text tells us, crippled from birth, who had never walked, stood up and began to walk around at the behest of the speaking of Paul. Paul spoke a word, the man sprung to his feet. It was indeed miraculous. But the crowds who witnessed this didn't know what they didn't know. Quickly, they began to credit the action to a deity. The problem was, they credited it to a false god, to a deity who was no deity at all. They falsely attributed the healing and the work. Not only that, they believed Paul to be that deity and his partner Barnabas to be like unto him. They thought they were in the presence of Zeus and Hermes, that they had somehow taken on human form and come down into the midst of that crowd and at that moment healed that man for some particular reason. They didn't know. They didn't know. And as a result, they were lost. Attributing all of the action to falsehood, apart from the only one true God. Knowing not him, but merely knowing of gods that others had made up in their own minds and told stories about. They knew not Christ. No knowledge meant no faith. False worship ensued. Death lay ahead. And yet, they didn't know what they didn't know. Lost in sin, we too didn't know what we didn't know either. Adam and Eve didn't know what they didn't know at creation. They thought there was something that they should know and desired to know it, but it turned out that what they didn't know was sin, and when they found out what sin was, well, then they probably wished they still didn't know what they didn't know. But it was too late. Having given in to temptation, they learned what they didn't know, and it, unlike everything else to that point in creation, it was not very good. They learned of their nakedness. They learned that they were now separated from God. They learned that the creation was cursed because of their actions. They learned what they didn't know. They learned of death. Death that would come their way. Not just physical death. They learned of eternal death and damnation and total separation from the Creator. In their newfound knowledge of sin, they were engaged in the worship of false gods too. Satan and their own sinful desires. They didn't know what they didn't know, and neither do we. Lost in sin, were in the very same kind of condition as the crowds gathered in Lystra in our text. Lost in sin, were right where Adam and Eve descended when they first sinned, under the full condemnation of the law. Lost in sin, apart from God, we didn't know what we didn't know. But lack of knowledge is no excuse. It matters not that we didn't know what we didn't know. We still deserve every punishment and condemnation that our sin has garnered and earned. We are still every bit as guilty of every single sin, those known and, yes, those unknown. What we didn't know has killed us. But God did know. And in his knowledge, there is salvation. God knew every single one of our sins. He knew what we didn't know. He knew that our sin condemned us. He knew that we could not save ourselves. And in his loving kindness, he acted. He told us what we didn't know. He proclaimed to Adam and Eve that they had sinned and were in need of salvation. He promised that there would come one from the seed of the woman who would save them from their sin. And in the fullness of time, that one came, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. God knew what we didn't know. He knew that only by the death of his perfect Son could sin be undone. God acted. Life and salvation sprang forth. The Lystra crowd was correct about one thing. God had come down in the likeness of men. Not Zeus or Hermes or any other false god. Not Paul or Barnabas. But the one true God. The very Son of God, true man and true God, born of the Virgin Mary, the Word made flesh. And he had come to bring salvation. Since creation, God has provided all kinds of first article gifts. The very gifts that Paul and Barnabas point to in the text as evidence for God's existence and his care for his people. But he has even more greatly provided for us in the gift of his Son, who died for the forgiveness of sins, who changed our life from that deathward drift we sang about a few moments ago, who drank our poisoned air, and who has restored his cloven church. Jesus, our suffering servant. And he did not leave us without witness either. The apostles, Paul and Barnabas at Lystra, are just one example of the multiplicity of witnesses to his word and his actions for our salvation. And all of his good and his gracious gifts of our daily bread point to his loving care for us and all creation as well. Crippled by sin from conception, our God has raised us to walk in faith with a word, the Word made flesh, the word that drenches the water of our baptism and makes us his, the word that buries our old Adam in our sinful nature and drowns it and raises us as new persons in Christ Jesus, the word that has made us well, breathed upon us by his Spirit, in whom we have forgiveness, life, and salvation. Like those in Lystra, we didn't know what we didn't know. That which we did not know has been revealed to us in law and in gospel. That which we did not know, Christ has brought us from death to life in him, as he has made himself known to us. That which we didn't know is that we were lost. But Christ has redeemed us. God did come down. He came down to us in his Son, and he has made us his. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.